Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Naubin Pradhan with the evening news and these are the headlines. Budget session of Parliament begins with President's address to joint sitting of both houses. President Draupadi Murmu reaffirms commitment to balanced development, focuses on northeastern states. Budget session to infuse new energy in attaining Viksit Bharat by 2047, says Prime Minister Narendra Modi. And India's GDP growth projected at 6.4% for financial year 2025. Now the news in detail. President Draupadi Murmu has said that amidst global instability, India is setting an example to the world by emerging as a pillar of economic, social and political stability. The president said this while addressing the joint sitting of the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha in Parliament House today. She expressed confidence that the future generations of the country will definitely witness a developed, strong, capable and prosperous India by 2047. The president said that her government is working with unprecedented pace for the development of the country and to ensure welfare of the people with a vision of reform, perform and transform.
भारत की विकास यात्रा के इस अमृतकाल को आज मेरी सरकार अभूतपूर्व उपलब्धियों के माध्यम से नई ऊर्जा दे रही है तीसरे कार्यकाल में तीन गुना तेज गति से काम हो रहा है आज देश बड़े निर्णयों और नीतियों को असाधारण गति से लागू होते देख रहा है और इन निर्णयों में देश की गरीब मध्यम वर्ग युवा महिलाओं किसानों को सर्वोच्च प्राथमिकता मिलेगी
Highlighting steps taken for building a robust infrastructure in the country, President Murmu said, the country is moving forward from Make in India to Make for the World, which is creating employment opportunities. She said, the government is connecting 25,000 habitations under the fourth phase of the Pradhan Mantri Gram Sadak Yojana. She said, it is also working to develop a modern and self-reliant agricultural system with the focus on doubling farmers' income and giving appropriate rates to farm produce. She said the government has started Mission Mausam to make the country weather ready and climate smart. She added it has taken historic steps to protect the country's borders and ensure internal security. The president said the government has also made swift progress on critical issues like One Nation, One Election. President Draupadi Murmu today reiterated the government's commitment that no region of the country should feel left behind in the nation's journey towards progress. In her address to the joint sitting of the parliament, the president said, significant measures of India's vision of Viksit Bharat lies in ensuring balanced development across all regions of the country, including the northeastern states. She highlighted that the government is conscious of the aspirations of the people in the northeast and has worked tirelessly to eliminate the sense of alienation long felt by the region.
विकसित भारत की एक महत्वपूर्ण कसौटी देश का संतुलित विकास है किसी क्षेत्रों में ये भावना नहीं होनी चाहिए कि वे विकास में पीछे छूट गए हैं मेरी सरकार ने नॉर्थ ईस्ट के लोगों की इन्हीं भावनाओं को समझा उनके दिल से दूरियों का भाव समाप्त किया पूरा देश नॉर्थ ईस्ट के 8 राज्यों की संभावनाओं को देख सके इस दिशा में पहले अष्टलक्ष्मी महोत्सव का आयोजन किया गया है
Underscoring the government's focus on fostering harmony and stability in the region, the president said more than 10 peace agreements, several factions have been brought onto the path of peace. President Murmu also outlined the launch of a comprehensive development plan for the northeastern states, Purvodaya, aimed at accelerating growth and creating new employment opportunities. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed confidence that the budget session of Parliament will infuse new confidence and energy in attaining the goal of Viksit Bharat by 2047. Addressing media ahead of the start of the Parliament budget session, Mr. Modi said, in 2047, when India will complete 100 years of independence, the country will fulfill its resolve of Viksit Bharat.
मैं विश्वास से कह सकता हूं कि 2047 जब आजादी के 100 साल होंगे विकसित भारत का जो संकल्प देश ने लिया है ये बजट एक नया विश्वास पैदा करेगा नई ऊर्जा देगा कि देश जब आजादी के 100 साल मनाएगा तब विकसित होकर रहेगा 140 करोड़ देशवासी अपने सामूहिक प्रयास से इस संकल्प को परिपूर्ण करेंगे
The Prime Minister said, as always, this session will have many historic days and with extensive brainstorming, laws will be made that will work to strengthen the nation. He said, to re-establish the pride of Nari Shakti, many important decisions will be taken in this session. Speaking on the mantra of reform, perform and transform, Mr. Modi said, when the pace of development has to be achieved, the maximum emphasis should be on reform, and the state and central government should have to perform together, and the country can see transformation through public participation. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news updates, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alert and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. India's real GDP is estimated to grow by 6.4% in the financial year 2025, and the growth is likely to range between 6.3% and 6.8% in the financial year 2026. This was projected in the economic survey presented by the Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman in both Houses of Parliament today. The economic survey highlights that the fundamentals of the domestic economy remain robust, with calibrated fiscal consolidation and stable private consumption. It mentioned that the country has displayed steady economic growth supported by the agriculture and services sector. The survey highlights that the manufacturing sector faced pressures due to weak global demand and domestic seasonal conditions. It stressed on improving the country's global competitiveness through grassroots-level structural reforms and deregulation to reinforce its medium-term growth potential. Chief Economic Advisor Dr. V. Anant Nageswaran has said that agriculture is the sector of the future, as there is enough scope to raise the contribution of agriculture by 0.75% to 1% in terms of GDP growth. He was briefing the media in New Delhi after the tabling of the economic survey in Parliament.
Bringing more area under irrigation, land pooling, and giving farmers the freedom to sell wherever, whenever, to whomsoever, at whatever prices, while undertaking different intervention mechanisms to take care of the demand side, that is the right combination that can unlock up to 1% of incremental growth from the agriculture sector.
Mr. Nageswaran said the area under micro-irrigation has increased threefold. With the Union Budget set to be presented tomorrow by Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman, all eyes are on growth, job creation and relief for the common man. People in Nagaland are also hoping for measures to reduce unemployment and ease the cost of essential items for the public. An educationist shared her perspective.
Tomorrow, as the government presents its budget, I expect the government to reduce the taxation, especially on the essential commodities, and also to solve the problem of unemployment, which is increasing in the country. I expect the government to allocate greater budget so that there can be more training in skilling and upskilling the existing labor force.
National Tuberculosis Elimination Program, Wokha District and Community Health Center, Bhandari, conducted a TB screening camp today under the nationwide 100-day Stop TB campaign. Emphasizing the importance of early screening and detection, Senior Treatment Supervisor Wokha, Renben Sanglao, highlighted measures implemented by the government towards total elimination of the disease. And in weather, India Meteorological Department has forecast dense fog conditions very likely to continue during night and early morning hours in isolated pockets of Nagaland and the northeastern states till Sunday. And to end the news, a reminder of the headlines. Budget session of Parliament begins with President's address to joint sitting of both houses. President Draupadi Murmu reaffirms commitment to balanced development, focuses on northeastern states. Budget session to infuse new energy in attaining Viksit Bharat by 2047, says Prime Minister Narendra Modi, and India's GDP growth projected at 6.4% for financial year 2025. And that's all we have in this evening news bulletin. We'll be back with the morning English news at 7:30 a.m. tomorrow. Good night.